Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodine u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodine u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 28. marca 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, back at you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM, your Russin radio station, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Polovka, and today is Sunday, March 27th, 2022. You may have heard in the headlines over the last couple weeks that here in America, we're looking at constant daylight time. That would mean, for us here listening, that half the year we would be on at 3:30 p.m. and half the year we would be on at 4:30 p.m. Well, let's make sure that gets passed first, and once that does, we'll let you know the details further down the road. For those of us on the old calendar, today is the third Sunday of the Great Fast, the veneration of the Holy Cross. We begin today's broadcast with Chrestu Tvojemu Poklanyamsya Vladyko. We bow to your cross, O Christ, followed by a selection from the Divine Liturgy of the Presanctified Gifts. Now you may release your servant, Nini Udpushayashi.
Chrestu Tvojemu Poklanyamsya Vladyko. Святое воскресение Твое славим. Кресту Твоему поклоняемся, Владыко, и святое воскресение Твоє славі. Кресту Твоєму поклоняємося, Владико, і святое воскресеніє Твоє славі. Кресту Твоєму поклоняємся, Владико, і святое воскресеніє Твоє славі.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. We will again be sponsoring two special Easter broadcasts, the first on Sunday, April 17th, and the second one on Sunday, April 24th. If you would like to sponsor one of these special broadcasts or would like to make a donation to this radio broadcast, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.poloka@gmail.com. Dean.poloka, and that is P-O-L-O-K-A, @gmail.com.
Наплаю вівці пасуть, наплаю, наплаю, а я стою.
Even though Easter is a few weeks away, I'm going to start getting you ready for the Feast of the Resurrection. Today we're going to talk about how to put together a traditional Rusyn Easter basket. This is from an article courtesy of the GCU that first appeared in the GCU Messenger on April 5th, 1979. First off is the Pascha. The Easter bread, which is sweet yeast bread rich in eggs and butter, symbolic of Christ himself, who is our true bread. This is usually a round loaf baked with a golden crust, decorated with a symbol indicative of Christ. Sometimes a cross of dough is placed on top, encircled by braids, giving it a crowned effect, or the abbreviation XB for Christos Voskrese, Christ is risen. Next we have the ham, shunka, the flesh meat popular with Slavs as the main dish because of its richness and symbolic of the great joy and abundance of Easter. In many cultures, lamb or veal is also eaten. I'm part Croatian, and I know I've had lamb many times at Easter. Ooh, I like lamb a lot. The shunka is usually well roasted or cooked, as well as the other meats prepared in advance, so that the festivity of the day will not be burdened with preparation and all may enjoy the feast. The sausage, or kielbasa, a spicy garlicky sausage of pork products, indicative of God's favor and generosity. The eggs, hard-boiled, brightly decorated, with symbols and markings made with beeswax, or not. You can put pisanka in there, or you can just get regular hard-boiled eggs for your Easter basket, indicative of new life and resurrection. Horseradish, chren. Horseradish mixed with grated red beets. Symbolic of the passion of Christ, still in our minds but sweetened with some sugar because of the resurrection. The bittersweet red-colored mixture reminds us of the sufferings of Christ. When I was in Medzi Laborice over Easter in 1993, I didn't know that the chren was mixed with red beets. I just thought that it all came that way. So I had seen our friend make the horseradish, or grate the horseradish, and he took a big mouthful of it and turns to me and goes, "Ooh, you try now." I tried it and wow. Next is the cheese, hrutka. Custard-type cheese shaped into a ball, having a rather bland but sweet taste, indicative of the moderation that Christians should have in all things. Also, cream cheese is placed in a small dish, and both are decorated with symbols made from cloves or pepper balls. Butter, maslo, favored dairy product shaped into the figure of a lamb or a small cross and decorated as the cheese. This reminds us of the goodness of Christ that we should have toward all things. Bacon, slanina, a piece of uncooked bacon cured with spices, symbolic of the overabundance of God's mercy to us. Salt, sol, a condiment necessary for flavor, reminding the Christian of his duty towards others. All of these articles are placed in a wicker basket, and a ribbon or bow is tied to the handle. A decorated candle is placed in the basket and is lit at the time of blessing. A linen cover, usually embroidered with a picture of the risen Christ, or symbol with the words, Christos Voskrese, Christ is risen, is placed over the foods when brought to the church. In some places, a large Easter bread, Pascha, is made and brought separately in a large linen cloth. If the origin of the people was from a wine-growing region, a sweet wine may be brought. I've also seen other spirits in Easter baskets. I myself have put some vodka in my Easter basket once or twice. But this is how you put together a traditional Russian Easter basket.
Thank you. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the DCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the DCU functions.
Well, I joined the DCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging onto their webpage, gcuusa.com, gcuusa.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. The annual Egg Extravaganza is back at St. John Byzantine Catholic Church in Uniontown. The 15th Egg Extravaganza will take place next Sunday, April 3rd, from 12 noon until 4 p.m. at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church Social Hall, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. This year's Egg Extravaganza is sponsored by Egg Artists, GCU Lodge 81, and St. John's Ethnic Craft Club. This year's theme, Experience the Traditions. There will be egg artists that will demonstrate, display, and sell their pisanka. There will be a marketplace with pisanka supplies, Easter items, Easter crafts, basket covers, and other ethnic items. Children's activities, including storytelling, making Easter eggs, and other projects will take place. There will be a display of Easter basket covers. There will be a Lenten lunch menu available for purchase, a hands-on pisanka workshop, extensive bake sale. Admission is free, and St. John's is handicap accessible. So that is the 15th Egg Extravaganza, next Sunday, April 3rd, from 12 noon until 4 p.m. at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church Social Hall, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. For more information, give them a call at area code 724-438-6027. 724-438-6027. St. John's in Uniontown also has their cookbook available. The Carpathian Cookery has entered its 20th printing and sold nearly 20,000 copies and is available for sale. It is a 330-page cookbook that has not only Easter recipes, but also Christmas, traditional Russian recipes, and other ethnic dishes that are true and tried recipes from St. John's parishioners. If you are interested in this book, it is $18, $14 plus $4 shipping and handling. To order it, please give them a call at 724-438-6027. 724-438-6027. Or you can email them, carpathiancookery@gmail.com. carpathiancookery@gmail.com.
Ei hoi mila moja mila lemti jedna vina. Ei hoi blisko vody bywaš doška ne umova. Javore na javore tačo. Dobre ti je moja mila, že ja ne bojačo. Jej chujkę by jest bywala dalej od Jarośka. Jej chujusza by zgodnila jako cyganoćka. Ja wolę na Jaworę taczo. Dobre dnie moja mila, się ja nie bojaczo. Стояла на ярку, кричала под Янку, под Янку Яничку, дам я ти гамбошку. Дай, 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 и чем бы не дала, дай, 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 и чем бы не дала. Kitylićko od malinka chłopcem dawala, kitylićko od malinka chłopcem dawala. Dajże mi mila moja, dajże mi daj, bo jest mi dęta na prescalej maj. Cały maj, całe lito, dajże mi mila moja, jakie jedno. Dajże mi mila moja, dajże mi daj, bo jest mi niechdala przez cały maj. Przez cały maj, całą zimą, dajże mi mila moja, bo zahnu. Prestalej maj, całą zimą, dajże mi mila moja, bo zahnu.
For the past couple weeks, I was telling you about the University of Pittsburgh's Spring Festival of the Egg. That is now available to watch online. You can watch it until Sunday, April 27th of this year, 2022. Now in its ninth year, the Spring Festival of the Egg is a family-oriented, free-to-the-public, virtual, multicultural celebration of Easter and springtime. There are videos that include pisanka decorating, palm weaving demonstrations, ethnic cooking demonstrations, festival of colors, ethnic kolache recipes and baking, butter lamb carving, cookie baking, and much, much more. This is hosted by the University of Pittsburgh Nationality Rooms, and the best way to get this is to Google the following: Pitt Virtual Spring Festival of the Egg. So now, until the 27th of April, you can watch virtually the Spring Festival of the Egg. Again, go to Google and type in Pitt Virtual Spring Festival of the Egg. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinju Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to any of our broadcasts, please go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho Russian Society, where you can join the society, you can order from our online shop, and much more. Go to c-rs.org, c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se, jak krasny tydzień. Z Bohom. Zubudil je čvarne dívča do spáňa, upritulil, popritiskal do sebe.
tebe, ci to pideš varne divča za mene. On prituljal, on pritiskal do sebe, ci to pideš varne divča za mene. Či ja pitu, či ne pitu, ne znaju, moja proťa veselosti nemaju. To bi kvite zakala po družik bin, a mi proťa mi mile, to je zvukaj svin. Moja, nič ne budeš robiti, len mi bude se tak raz dogoditi. Naša mitla sama držu za mete, ti do vlačkom mstra voda poteče. Naša mitla sama držu za mete, ti do vlačkom mstra voda poteče. Jak začal robiti, ne budu s pajtažom u miloj koditi. Ne budu s pajtažom u miloj koditi.
Hej, hopa, hop, hop.
Pajtaž ťa oblapial, a ja ša pripatrial, a tak mi žaj prišlo, že jem ša rozplakal. A tak mi žaj prišlo, že jem ša rozplakal. Nehoď pajtaž putej, što ja ku ní chodil, ne broj toto žrtko, što i ja ukrodil. Ne broj toto žrtko, što i ja ukrodil.
A cifruj! Hopa! Hopa! A veselče!
I nešto da bi bilo žrtočka prođinja, kje bi bilo divča, suce do ljubinja. Kje bi bilo divča, suce do ljubinja.
Голос Русинів Америка.